Projections unveiled at the Syracuse City School District budget meeting last night could push the total number of positions the district has eliminated since 2009 to more than 1,000. WRVO's Duri Lawrence reports.
The proposed budget calls for the elimination of as many as 95 full-time positions next year. In addition to retirements and vacancies that won't be replaced, the budget includes 63 layoffs. Kevin Ahern of the Syracuse Teachers Association expressed frustration after the meeting.
We are already working at bare minimum in terms of staffing district-wide, and we can't afford to lose any more positions. Class sizes are huge at every grade level. There's less and less adults working with kids.
Pension and health benefit costs to the district have risen sharply, accounting for nearly a quarter of the total budget, says Chief Financial Officer Suzanne Slack.
You have seen 30% increases year over year for the last 4 years. And it's gotten to the point that it's just not affordable.
It's likely there will be fewer layoffs than expected. Slack says the district has been able to rehire laid-off teachers and faculty in recent years. There will be 2 public hearings on the budget before it is finalized in May. In Syracuse, I'm Duri Lawrence, WRVO News.